Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. That's 800-259-9231. This is the Wednesday night edition, and we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we always are. We talk to you about anything, whether it be a political issue, maybe even a personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming. The broadband version of the show is available there for you, as well as a dial-up version. So pretty much everybody who's connected to the Internet can listen for free online at freetalklive.com. And Manwich, we've been doing our vote-a-thon for the past couple days, and I think we can finally turn down the heat on the vote-a-thon. We certainly will remind you tonight to go to vote.freetalklive.com. But thanks to all of your votes, we have recaptured the number one position.
Yes.
Well, we had, at the, before the show started, it
was oh, wait a minute.
Sorry.
No, wait, we dropped. We're still number one. Good. Okay, so we're number one at podcastalley.com.
It was just too much fun. Sorry.
At podcastalley.com. You can go there. You can see Free Talk Live, the number one podcast in the world. We're always the number, we're always the number one political cultural podcast in the world, but now we're the number one
overall
podcast.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Out of all the categories, of all the music podcasts, of all the other podcasts out there, now we got it. Thanks to you. Thanks to your votes.
Resting on our laurels will harm us. Just to be clear,
we're certainly not going to rest on our laurels.
If we didn't get if we stopped getting votes for a day, we'd be back down to
absolutely
something
and
bad.
It's a month long contest, so we have to.
We're
gather,
only 16 votes in the lead at this,
and point. We're only 3 days into the month. So it continues on. If you haven't voted for us, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Basically, what this means is we're just going to stop pushing it every single break.
Yes.
So
we'll just push it once an hour. Then.
Yeah, exactly. So the website freetalklive.com. Everything there is free. Enjoy it.
And as you may well know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you ought to call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
So we got all kinds of good stuff coming up tonight. As always, on the way, a story about fake grass.
Yep.
The government is, I guess, forcing a man to have fake grass
no,
in his yard?
No, you're clearly not paying attention.
Okay. Something about the government and fake grass.
Yes.
Well, we might get to that tonight. Also on the way, they can grope us at the airports, but you can't grope them back.
This is great. That's a great story.
That's on the way tonight as well. But I want to get through some emails here. We got some really good emails that came in. We're still catching up on them. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklife.com. We'll start with a short one from Longshot 7. He writes in, "My mom has fallen for the lies and false promises that the Democratic Party has promised her. I keep trying to help her change to the Libertarian Party, but she keeps getting stuck on the whole protect the children BS.
It is difficult. This is a difficult one for women, the protect the children.
Yep.
Well, they've got that motherly instinct.
Yeah.
You know, they want to protect people. They want to protect themselves and the children and their husbands and... They have that nurturing nature.
Well, I challenge you this way. If your child never learns, if you've managed to protect your child from physical injury, you'll use physical injury as opposed to other sorts of lessons that life teaches us. But if you've managed to protect your child from physical injury his first 18 years, and then you let that child go into the world, that child has got a rude, painful awakening ahead of them.
Yeah, that
could something
screwed.
Very, very bad. They could hurt. They could die. I mean, pain is meant to. Pain isn't bad. Pain is good.
You learn from it.
Yep. You absolutely do. You also it shows you what the activities that could harm you long term are.
And if you're 18 years old and you're pained for the first time, how are you going to deal with it?
Right.
You're not going to know how to deal with it.
It's going to scar you far worse than it would have had if you would have put your little fingers on the hot stove when you were little.
Indeed.
You know.
Could you really get to 18 without experiencing pain? I mean,
I think
the only way that's possible.
I really believe it's possible.
I don't believe it's possible.
You're talking about physical pain.
It's physical pain. I'm trying to use it as an example. I do believe you can get to 18 without experiencing the consequences of your actions.
Yes.
And that is what socialism's about. And that's what the kinder, friendlier, pink, frilly socialism that we have in the United States that the women vote for, as of women's suffrage, now we have this pink, frilly socialism that...
Well, plus, it's not fair to just label the socialists with the protecting the children garb. Let's also apply it to the ultra-right conservatives who want to protect them from the pain of pornography.
And the evils of atheism.
Yeah, all those scary a-religious ideas that are out there. So there, that protect the children thing goes on all of the political sides up in Washington, D.C.
Well,
it's disgusting.
Both sides use it to control you.
Yeah.
But neither side, and both sides fall victim to the siren song of, let's protect the children, be it through socialism or through fascism, which is what I call the Democrats and the Republicans.
The idea is so asinine. The idea that you could just write some words on a piece of paper and have a bunch of people vote yes on it, and that will do it. That'll protect the children. No more pornography for them.
Well, I don't think
we'll
the pornography.
Outlaw porn.
I'm not talking about pornography. I'm talking about WIC.
Okay.
I'm talking about free lunches. I'm talking about all the things. This is where his mother's getting hung up.
Yeah.
His mother's getting hung up on protecting the children from their actions of their deadbeat drug addict parents.
Right.
That's what she's talking about.
So instead, they end up getting taken into the foster system, right?
No.
Well,
and,
not that far, generally. Most of them are, they go to school, and the government feeds them.
Yeah.
They go home, and mom gets food stamps. And so they grow up thinking that,
somebody's
I don't
take
have
care
to work because somebody's going to take care of
right.
me. And they're never going to they're always going to be in poverty. They're never going to have anything nice, anything good. They're never going to respect anything because they never earned it.
They don't know
how to earn it because you took away their ability to learn, you crazy woman.
You took
it away from them.
It's this victim mentality.
It's evil.
It's this victim mentality that pervades this culture that you're a victim of something, whatever it is. You deserve this.
No. What you do when you do that is you take somebody's power away. You take away their ability to make their own decisions. Sorry, that's how decisions work.
Yeah. Let me continue with his email. He says his mother is very libertarian, but she just can't seem to vote libertarian or even admit that she is. Like, for my example, I'm 17, but she lets me drink and or smoke, and she's very open-minded, so I know that she has the libertarian mindset. She just can't seem to get past the fact that she's somehow protecting the next generation by voting Democratic. How can I change her mind? Well, first of all, you can't. You cannot change anybody's mind about anything. The best you can do, Longshot, is you can present them with some information and allow them to change their own mind over time. It's not something that's, when you bring a libertarian idea to somebody, we'd all love it, as libertarians, if they'd get down on their knees and say,
"Thank you.
I've waited for this moment my entire life. There's someone out there, and you happen to be my own son, that actually agrees with me.
Yes.
Thank you." No, it doesn't work that way.
Somebody whose job it is for me to teach, not vice versa.
You're asking people, especially when you're talking about parents and you're talking about people who've been indoctrinated into these socialist fascist ways for their entire lives, you're asking them to question their entire belief system.
Yeah, yeah. And throw away everything that they've said to themselves up to this point.
Right.
You know, all these little conversations you say to yourself on what's right and what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact is, 3 years ago when I started doing this program, and 4 or 5 years ago when I first met you, I wasn't the libertarian that I am now.
Oh, no.
I mean, I've had some libertarian leanings. I certainly believed in self-actualization and that you are the captain of your own ship. But
right.
I pretty much believe Republican Party line on just about everything.
I think that what you need to do, as far as if you want to bring somebody over, is you have to find the issues that she's more libertarian on. So try to discover what those might be. You know, mm-hmm. For some people, it might be Social Security. For some people, it might be the homeless.
The war on drugs.
The war on drugs. So with his mother, it looks like the protecting the children's an issue. Well, if you want to really protect the next generation, you need to stop supporting socialism. I mean, the Social Security program is, you're hurting the next generation.
Right. Yep.
You're forcing your children and your grandchildren at gunpoint to pay for your retirement.
And setting them up for failure. Yeah.
And all these, all the socialist programs we have put us trillions of dollars in debt. I mean, our kids, they're born, they owe $21,000 to the government. Bam!
More coming back. This is your show, 800-259-9231. Suggestions on converting liberals.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
I am a woman, and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes. I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Anything goes, political, personal. Hey, man, we're doing a radio show over here. We're just going to have a conversation.
Sorry.
Off of my...
We have a guest in the studio.
We have a guest in the studio, but we can't tell you who he is. Secret.
He's a phantasm.
All right, so you can take control of the show. Bring up whatever you want. Political, personal, you can also, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where we get all kinds of good stuff for you. And it's all free, including the bulletin board system with over 30,000 posts for you to surf around through. Just a few users away from 700 users, so be sure you go and join up. It's absolutely free. It's fun. It's the Free Talk Live bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. We were reading an email from Longshot, and like a lot of young people who are libertarians, and we all are libertarians on this show,
you know, and some of us are young people, Manwich.
Some of us are old and mean.
And when I say young people, I mean people under the age of 20.
Mm.
This guy's 17 years old, and so some of the only people that he really comes across beyond his friends at school are his parents, and so naturally they're a target for his recruitment
conversion.
Yeah. Right. And it's
and he cares about them. And
yeah,
that's good.
If you like your parents, you want to see them be pro-liberty as well. It's mm-hmm. hard to become a libertarian and to have principles for yourself and, you know, to understand the principle of nonviolence, and that is, the libertarian principle. When you join the Libertarian Party, the thing that sets them apart from the other political parties out there is you're supposed to sign a statement that says, I don't support or initiate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Now, whether or not the libertarians that signed that statement actually understand what they're signing is a whole other debate. But you should understand it, and once you internalize that, you come to realize that there are so many people around you that do support using force to get others to behave in a certain fashion, and it's a little disturbing. You know, they don't understand that they're necessarily supporting it. In fact, when you bring it to their attention, some of them will deny it to the hilt. They don't see the force. They don't understand that government is nothing but violence and force. Right. Organized coercion.
Right. They just see it as, well, this is the way it's always been.
And
what the hell would there be without government?
And if you do what the government tells you, it won't be a bad... You won't get hurt.
Right.
That's right.
But
that's right.
Here's the thing.
Same thing with a thug who wants your wallet at night. You probably won't get hurt either.
If you do what the armed robber says, they won't shoot you.
Right.
And if you do what the government says, they won't shoot you either.
Yeah, it seems so obvious to us, but mm-hmm. for the newbies to freedom and liberty, it's totally clouded. And so removing those clouds from somebody's head, especially someone who's had them for their entire lives, you know, somebody in their late 40s, 50s, 60s, somebody that's been indoctrinated forever and has always believed that, well, if something should be done, there ought to be a law. You know, somebody with that sort of a mindset, it's very difficult. Don't be disappointed if you fail at it, especially with parents, especially with family members. Mm-hmm. Because if you've ever done any sort of sales, it's always most difficult to sell your family members on something.
Yeah.
They know you. They know you're trying to sell them something. They don't trust you.
You can't change.
Right.
Well,
how would you work on a liberal, you know, family member?
Well, I don't know about a liberal family member, but my mother is...
That's why he was asking. She's apparently a Democrat.
My mother's certainly a statist, a very authoritarian type statist.
Okay.
But she's libertarian on a lot of issues. And when you reason with her, when I reason with her, I can show her flank, her weakness on in different areas,
mm-hmm.
Or the weakness of the issue that she's arguing with me on. But you know, she won't for a moment ever say that she's a libertarian. She never will. I don't expect her ever to do that.
Jason, do you have any suggestions for our emailer as far as what sort of tactics he might want to take with mom?
Well, in dealing with my mom, who is on the more liberal side, mm-hmm. though she is a registered Republican for some reason, I don't understand it. But I will talk to her about libertarian issues, about taxes, about schools, and she'll agree with me up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But she still just she won't consider herself a libertarian, though she'll agree
Even
with
though
me.
She's agreeing with you. See, I don't have that luxury when it comes to to my mother. She just doesn't agree with me at all on anything. Like, but what you need to do is you need to find some sort of points of agreement. And if you can't find points of agreement, forget her. Forget them. I mean, they're your parents, you love them, you can still love them and disagree with them, that's fine.
That's fine.
But just move on and go find people who, because I think the worst thing about people who are trying to spread the word of liberty is they get hung up on the people that they can't convert.
Mm, yeah.
Don't worry about them. Put them to the side. Say, thanks for the time, appreciate you having a conversation with me. I'm going to go move over here and talk to some people I haven't talked to yet about this and see if I can find some people that are at least with me on some things and then try to move them in the right direction. Now, if your mom really cares about helping people, you want to show her how libertarianism and liberty can help people. Well, because a lot of people think libertarianism is cold and harsh.
Yeah.
I'd say that the best thing to do is to change the authority figure. For instance, what you were saying was, what's the gentleman's name?
It's Longshot.
Longshot. Longshot, his mother knows who he is and is probably not going to, sort of believe what he says.
Right.
You know, it's just not taking him as authority figure. Give him Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World.
Yeah.
which you can get for free. Is that right?
You can get the 90s edition for free at ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. We got it on our links page, freetalklive.com.
And this book will allow Mary Ruart to speak to her in her language, which is the liberal language,
right,
and to be the authority. Authority in the sense of, you know, information, giving information.
And she does a great job of it. And it is a great book, Healing Our World, one of my favorites, like probably one of my three favorite libertarian books, because it takes a very wide perspective on if we went to liberty in this country, if we went to liberty anywhere in the world, that it would become a win-win situation. Because a lot of people perceive life as win-lose. Oh, you bought a hamburger, they won your money.
Yep. If somebody wins, somebody's got to lose.
Right. No, it doesn't have to be that way. When you buy a hamburger, you win.
Yes.
Because you got what you wanted. You were willing to pay that price for that product, and you got it, and they were willing to give you that product in return for that price. So they won, and you won. And she goes on, and she just kind of explains that across the board,
right,
and how it applies to everything. And when the government gets involved, then it really does become win-lose. Because the government takes people's money,
right,
and then redistributes it to politically connected individuals.
And you may get something you want from the government, but you paid too much and you didn't have an option as to whether or not you did pay. Pay is not the right word, because pay is something you do optionally.
Right.
You were forced to give your money, and too much of it.
Yep, and with any program that's in place, you might benefit from it, you might not, but in either case, the government wins. Government always wins.
Yep.
And
they
it gets bigger and bigger. Yeah,
and more powerful. You can't beat the House.
So, and the House is just mean in this case.
The House is very mean.
You know, the House, when it comes to...
Yeah, they don't really care. I mean, they claim to care about poor people and things like that, but they don't.
Wait, what? War on poverty? How about that?
Yeah, the war on poverty has made more poor people over time.
Yeah. Certainly,
and
it's entrenched the ones that are poor.
Yeah, it gets them hooked on the welfare checks, which is not what we wanted, was it? Anyway, I found an interesting article over at lewrockwell.com, and it kind of ties in here. It's the 10 reasons why people support or even actually love the state, love the government. And he outlines 10 simple reasons. We're going to get into that coming up. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231, talking about converting people to liberty, because it's something we're all trying to do. Because we all want to be free, but we have to help other people sort of free their minds first. And that is a challenge and a half. More coming back, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Today's Car Clinic Quiz. Which of these is a matched pair? Brown shoes and black socks, free spirits and control freaks, eggs and automobiles. When we come back, I'll tell you exactly which one. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. What does the incredible edible egg have to do with a jiving, driving machine known as your car? The answer is money. And here's how.
Jackrabbit starts burn excessive gas. That's because your car's onboard computer reads your fast foot instantaneously and dumps an overload of gas into the engine, which sends your money up in the smoke of decreased gas mileage. To get control of your fast foot, pretend an egg is strapped to the bottom of your shoe. If you accelerate too quickly, you'll break the egg and the bank. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Wednesday night edition of the show. We do it till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we do it six nights a week, so join us for every single moment. If you miss a moment, you can check out the archives online at freetalklive.com. We have the last 6 days worth of the show fully archived and described. You just go get them. There's no logging in, no membership fee, no credit card transactions. They're right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we'll take you back even further than 6 days. If you scroll past day six, you'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with months worth of the show. All of it is on the house. So check it out, freetalklive.com. We're talking about converting people. And this isn't a religious show necessarily. We're not talking about converting them to a religion. We're talking about converting them to becoming principled individuals, people who believe in liberty all the time, every issue, no excuses. Because that's the most critical thing you have about liberty and freedom. You have to be willing to let people have it. I think that's one of the toughest humps for people to get over, the idea that, oh yeah, I don't mind being free. Gosh, I'd love to be free.
But you have to let that other guy over there be free.
Yeah, that weirdo down the street.
He doesn't look like a savory character.
Right. That's the thing that people have to get over. If you can get over that and you can accept that you have to let other people be free and do strange things that you may not necessarily agree with, again, as long as they're not hurting anybody else, then you can have your freedoms. But until then, we're all going to be enslaving one another. And I was reading an article on LouRonquil.com. That it's a longer article, but the real crux of it is the 10 reasons why people loyally support or even love the state. And most people don't realize this consciously. In fact, I found it very, very interesting. So we're going to outline these 10 reasons right now. Reason number one, error of identification. People long to be identified as something, an American or a Frenchman or a Russian. These are matters of nation, country, society, custom, language, group, religion, culture, and not state. Yet in many people's minds, they merge. The state comes to represent what a person is. The state gains loyalty by blurring the lines between itself, country, and society. Patriotism, love of country, overlaps with the love of the state. So people get muddled in it. We see it all the time, especially after 9/11 with all the American flags everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I love the American flag. I love eagles. I love, you know, the Mount Rushmore, the Statue of Liberty.
I love the Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty is the symbol of the Libertarian Party. Let's be clear that these power-hungry barbarians, the 535 drunken sailors up in Washington, D.C., are not patriots.
No.
Simply because they waved the flag, and because I like those red, white, and blue colors, I'm going to do what they say? No. Because they work for, they're the employees of the government of the nation that I love? No. They're my employees, and they're bad at their jobs.
Yeah.
Bad at their jobs.
I will respect them once they start making good decisions, making pro-liberty decisions.
Mm-hmm. You know, they swore they were going to defend that Constitution.
Yeah, we've got Ron Paul.
Yep,
Ron Paul.
So people are kind of align themselves with the state, and they believe that because they can call themselves Americans, that means they're patriots. I'm an American.
That's right. These colors don't run.
Yep.
Yeah.
And United we stand.
All of the flags. Whenever I see somebody waving a flag, I automatically question if they know anything about the, you know, the flag and the Constitution and what it is that they're allegedly supporting there.
Well, I'm supporting the troops, of course.
Mm-hmm. Number two, here again, reasons why people love or even loyally support the state. Error of attribution. People make the logical error of attributing progress achieved by the country to the state.
Yeah.
If a horse wins a race despite a 5-pound handicap, it wins despite the extra weight, not because of it. It's not the
government. We're not winning anymore, though. We're finishing. That's all.
Okay, but it's not the. I mean, but for all of the achievements of America, whether it be the technological sector or, you know, McDonald's ability to get you a burger within 30 seconds or et cetera, you know, all these different things, the wonders of the market, we do have a semi-free market in America, and it does produce some miracles. I mean, we don't realize they're miracles, but somebody from 100 years ago brought to today would just be baffled by the, you know, the remote control, the air conditioning, the things that
butane lighter.
Right, all these things that we take for granted.
Flashlights.
Flight, you know, all these wonderful things that the market has given us. The government didn't have anything to do with any
of this. Silicone breast implants?
But people chalk it up. People chalk it up to, well, we live in America, and this is America, and thank goodness we have the best government in the world, or otherwise this never would have happened.
That's right.
It's the marketplace that did it. Thank goodness the government didn't interfere more than it did, because otherwise none of it would have happened.
Yeah.
If we didn't have America, we wouldn't have beanbag chairs.
You know, number three. You know, just because Levitra came around since the government's been here doesn't mean the government's responsible for all the erections out there.
It doesn't mean the FDA is responsible either, even though they approve all the medications.
You know, what the FDA is responsible
down.
For is stopping erections.
Right. Well, they slowed down the process. The Levitra you talk about took 10 years to get to market at least.
Yep. It did.
After billions and billions of dollars of research that was forced by the government, you could have had those pills for half the price if the government wasn't involved.
Think of all the hours of marital bliss that were lost because of the FDA.
There you go. Number three, illusion of order. Again, these are reasons why people blindly support or love the state. Illusion of order. People fear anarchy. They think that the power of the state to suppress and keep order is better than exposure to unarmed and unseen, mysterious anarchic forces. Fear of one's fellow man sows the seeds of the support of the state. The solution to the problem of order is an illusion that's based on contradiction, however. If one fears men, and the rulers are men, then the rulers are also therefore to be feared. In fact, the state to whom one gives such great power is even more to be feared. There's no security of life when one turns one's life over to one's jailer. And I think that's really important, because I think a lot of people, you know, Okay, yes, I'm kind of bordering on an anarchist myself, but on this show we've got Manwich, who's a small L libertarian, and Jason, who you'd be considered a big L libertarian, right?
Sure.
So we've got a variety of pro-freedom positions here on this show. We're all going in the same direction, and we understand that less government is more orderly, because the more government there is, the more chaos there is. Government creates chaos. I mean, think about it. It takes people's money by force and then redistributes it to people who are politically connected. The politically connected people are literally in there kind of rummaging around in everybody's lives and messing with people, getting involved in people's businesses, telling them how to run their lives. If that's not chaos, then I don't know what is. Number four, illusion of security. People want security, insurance against the trials of life. A father that is there to feed and house them when they have troubles. The safety net, as some people call it,
right,
in this country. It's an illusion to think that the state can provide you with comfort. The state has no resources of its own, so it must draw them from the citizens themselves. In the process, much waste occurs. Insecurity of rights is fostered, and the overall productivity of the people is reduced. In its external relations, which are frequently aggressive, the state wastes still more resources. Hence, the state makes people less secure. I mean, if that's what you're trying to do, is you're trying to help people out, you don't help them by hiring armed thugs to go around and see. If your grandmother's in the hospital, is it okay, Manwich, for you to come up to Jason and say, "Give me all your money, punk. My grandma's in the hospital.
You gotta pay for her bills."
No, why do I have to pay for it?
Well, because I've got a gun and you don't.
That's not right, is it?
Give me your wallet.
It seems clear that that's wrong to me.
It is wrong.
I think no one could possibly agree with that, even though your grandmother really is in the hospital.
Really is.
Would it be all right if, if you got together with me and we both went to Jason and pointed guns at him and said, hey, Manwich's mom's in the hospital. We're going to come back with more of this. Your show, Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And we put them up on our website. In fact, we added two new ones over the weekend. So
hooray.
Go check them out. Sandy and Sandrine. And actually, Sandrine just became our... I don't think she's our first. I think she's one of the first Shriner / Amplifiers.
Mm.
So she's
one
really
two.
Special.
The old 1-2.
She's not only a validated Shriner, which means she sent us a picture with her holding up a sign that references the show, so therefore we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that she listens. She's also taken the time and her hard-earned money and to contribute it to the show via the AMP program. We'll tell you more about that on the way, but you can check out the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the 10 reasons, or 10 of the reasons, there may be more, 10 reasons why people loyally support or even love the government, or as the author of this article refers to it, the state. And let's move on to reason number 5. If you missed the first 5, you can always go check them out online at freetalklive.com.
Listen to the podcast.
Excuse me, if you missed the first 4. Vicarious pleasure. Many identify with the state's power. They feel good when the state uses its power.
They really do.
Yep.
Now, this is the whole, to me, this is the whole, you know, them Iraqis over there ain't doing what we should want them to do. Let's bomb that place into a parking lot.
Yeah. We've heard that before.
You feel pretty darn powerful when you're saying something like that.
Sure.
You're saying, let's kill a nation of, you know, 10 million people. How many people are there? I know Baghdad's got like 7 million people in it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter
millions,
if there's 70 people to me. I mean,
let's kill a nation of millions of people because the war's not going exactly the way your simple mind can grasp
or
it.
Or worse yet, because they're brown.
Yeah.
No.
Whatever
they're different.
Whatever reason, let's wipe them out.
Those guys are different from us. They got totally different cultural values. And for that reason,
they must smoke them all. They must die.
Well, death and destruction do not bother these people. They feel good when the state uses its power. They like the idea of wars and armies marching, big tanks, missiles and rockets, and spaceships flying to the moon. If the state is a superpower, all the better for them. Number 6, hunger for power and wealth. Many people benefit from the state. Perhaps they rule or gain subsidies or laws that favor them. And in fact, this is the way that the state creates allegiance from a lot of people. You know, if you're hooked on a welfare check and somebody comes along and promises you more welfare if you just go out and vote for them, oh man, you got a built-in bunch of voters there.
Yep.
Yeah. And so that's one way that you can gain votes is to just promise people some of their money back, or in the case of welfare, promise them other people's money. Right, because
yep.
they aren't being taxed
OPM.
And getting their money back. They're getting that money from people that are working hard for it. Number 7, philosophy. This one's kind of vague. Those who are like Hegel, who justify the state and replace God with the state. Number 8, miscalculation. I was actually reading something from a socialist the other night that made it sound as though he believed that the state created people.
Oh.
Like,
that's a novel concept.
Yeah, when it's quite clear that people created the state. I mean, you aren't born knowing that there's a state. That's a man-made concept. It's something that some guys came up with at some point in history.
Now, I maybe they're going to get to it in number 8 and number 9, but I'm trying to think on this God as the state thing. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend who's so against drug use that he will really, you know, he'll justify anything the state does as long as people don't have the ability to do drugs or alcohol for that matter. He wants to outlaw alcohol and cigarettes and the whole thing.
Oh yeah, that worked really well the first time.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He doesn't care if people die. You know, like how many people die. It's the family units that are left. It's kind of like social Darwinism to him.
Wow.
You know, that
that's not social Darwinism
at all, though. No, we will not. We will create a better
America. Taking out people who
America.
Are unlike you. that's back to the vicarious pleasure, the ones that feel good when the state uses its power. He would feel good if the state went around and busted all the drug dealers and threw the drug users in jail. I think that would be that one.
And the alcohol drinkers, the social alcohol
right.
drinkers.
Cigarette smokers.
One would assume the caffeine imbibers. There is nowhere that this is going to end.
That's got
to
be the vicarious pleasure one, because if you watch Penn & Teller's BS on Showtime, they do the anti-smoking episode. Fantastic show, by the way. The anti-smoking episode where they have this zealot, this anti-smoking Nazi zealot.
Where do they find these people?
He looks like a nice sweetheart of a guy. He looks
like
a great dude. I mean, friendly guy if you didn't know what he wanted from the government. But he's convinced that his is the right path.
That's right.
And his path should be forced on others, and it gives him joy and pleasure to think that his path could be forced on others.
He wants to take the pack of cigarettes out of your pocket, stomp on it, and then he'll smile at you because he knows he knows what he's doing is right.
Yeah. Right. He's helped you break your habit.
Yeah.
He's doing you a favor.
What a great guy.
You should thank him for that.
You should punch him in his mouth if he touches your cigarette.
8. Miscalculation. Many people think the state's a good deal. These people just can't count or calculate. They give up a dollar, get back 75 cents, and don't even know it.
State is he dealing with? Get back a 75 cents, get back a quarter.
Yeah, it's more like a quarter. Sometimes they underestimate the costs that they bear now and in the future. Sometimes they overestimate the benefits. Of course, the state does everything it can to help them miscalculate, to make it appear as though they're actually doing something beneficial. But when you run the numbers, when you look into the state and what it does, you find out that, for instance, the welfare program, the federal welfare program that everybody touts as being so wonderful and caring and kind, has something like a 60 to 75% overhead.
That means, you're right, man. What that means is the dollars that are sent to the welfare program, they literally do lob off 75 cents off the top, and then they redistribute poorly, mind you. They do it very badly. The remaining 25 cents to the recipients. You telling me that the Salvation Army or the United Way or these other people
anything.
Can't do that better? More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, what's join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the updates there. If you want to know what the latest is about the show, we will email it to you whenever there's something to announce. If you're on the updates list, you can get on it by going to freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. This is a show about your calls. We've been talking about the reasons why people are have allegiance to the state, why they blindly support, and the government. Let's go to David in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, how are you? I hadn't called in a while. You know, I have a great-great-great-grandfather that signed the Declaration of Independence. So
that's right. Excellent.
I've got like a certain loyalty to the country, and so there was an early passage, I believe it was Thomas Jefferson said, eternal vigilance is required to maintain your government, or, you know, to keep...
Actually, it's eternal vigilance is required for liberty.
Liberty,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, the same point. And
no,
so,
I don't think it is at all. I think that government and liberty are actually opposing. Yes.
Well, if you... if you listen to these neocons, they're going to always tell us that we need to, the only reason for government is defense. and that the other reasons for government are useless, essentially. So, you know, that
seems like the neocons are saying that the reason for government is to spread democracy around the world at the point of a gun.
Yeah,
I've never heard any one of them say anything about defense.
But, you know, I mean, that would be a very hard-line conservative, not a neoconservative, to me.
Well, you know, it's funny that there's a distinction at this point, because I know a lot of people are trying to jump ship from ever being associated to those neocons. But, yeah, the point is still well taken that these people, I mean, they're bait and switch no matter what. Yeah, whatever they said that they were 4 years ago, they seem to be 180 degrees opposite of. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they're just notorious liars, and it was always bait and switch with them.
Sure.
But my main point about government being, if you go to 1776, the original 13 colonies, there were actually more than 13 colonies. There were like 17 or something like that, including what was up in Canada and whatnot.
Okay.
But it was
confused on that.
Each of the colonies, the 13 colonies, were 13 corporations. They were chartered by the king, and they were allowed to print their own money. They were allowed to create their own little corporate government, so to speak, and you had to deal with company script, and you know, there was London money, the British pound, but for the most part, you had to convert your company script into British pounds in order to buy anything anywhere, and these taxes were levied by the phoniness of the company script, and then the taxation that was coming from London. So,
and you had to pay your taxes in British pounds, right? And that's one of the things that the founders were angry about, correct?
Well, actually, it was even worse than that. You had to pay your taxes in gold, and you couldn't pay it in paper. And they were, the British were forbidden to pay us in gold. They had to only pay us in paper. So it mandated that the colonies became poorer and poorer, and that the paper became more and more worthless, and that there was, read early Benjamin Franklin. In fact, you can find Benjamin Franklin's autobiography.
There was a lot about. Thanks for the call, David. We really appreciate it. There was a lot of issues with the monetary system. That was one of the reasons why, you know, the revolution happened.
Yes,
the king was screwing people,
and that's why our founding fathers were so adamant about a gold standard.
Yep.
A gold standard precisely, but a metal-backed currency,
which of course we've completely gone away from at this point.
And now our king is screwing us.
More coming back.
King George.
Same guy. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.